But for now, let's move back to verse 21 in the scripture.
我们待会儿再讲这个债务人监狱。我们先来看第二十一节。
It's very obvious that Jesus is contrasting the thought that he wants to teach.
在这里，这个耶稣是用对比的手法来教导。
He said, "You've heard it said of old times, 'Thou shalt do no murder.'"
那他说，你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人。
But I'm going to teach you a different concept.
但是我要教给你一个不同的观念。
Of course, it's wrong to do murder. We all know that.
当然，我们都知道谋害人是不对的。
People all around the world, from whatever culture they come from, know it's wrong to kill another person.
不管你的文化背景如何，从世界哪一个地方来，我们都知道，就是谋害一个人是错的。
But Jesus had a much greater concept that he wanted to teach.
但是耶稣的这个观念跟我们又有所不同。
And all through this chapter 5 of this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says over and over again, "You've heard it said of old times."
那在这个马太福音第五章登山宝训里面，耶稣经常就会说，你听见有吩咐说怎么样？
He talked about speaking the truth.
他讲到说，什么是讲真话？
He talked about adultery on another occasion.
提到什么叫做奸淫？
Several concepts that he talks about, but he wants to teach something more.
他提到一些我们常提到的这些观念和概念，但是他要教给我们一个不同的看法。
Sometimes people believe that Jesus is contrasting what he is saying here with the Old Testament, but Jesus is not contrasting what he's saying with the law that has been given.
那有的时候人们会误以为说耶稣讲的这个不同的看法是说所谓古人的想呢是旧约的，那他是来针对旧约讲不同的，但其实不是。
You see, the problem was the teachers of the law in the early days had taken the law that was given from God and they added to it their interpretation of it over and over.
因为那个时候的所谓这个律法师，然后解释这些法律的人，把这个神的律法拿过来以后，然后呢开始加了很多自己的东西，然后以自己的想法来解读。
For example, when the Old Testament fourth commandment said, "Thou shalt remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy," the teachers of the law did many, many interpretations and added much to what had been said.
那在旧约里面，在十诫的当中的第四诫提到说，你们要守安息日，然后因为以它为圣。然后呢，当他们拿到这一条律法的时候，这些律法师就加了很多很多的规矩，说你到底要怎么怎么做，这样才是符合这个律法的。而这些是圣经上没有的。
They said, "Thou shalt not work on the Sabbath."
然后他就说，他们会讲说礼拜天不能工作。
And so these teachers of the law wanted to know what it meant to work.
所以他们就要开始这个抠这个文字了，讲到底什么算的工作呢？
And so on one occasion they used the example, if I put on my coat and a button was missing, and I asked my wife to sew the button back on my coat, if it was Sunday, would she be working?
那所以他们甚至提到说，如果我比如说我拿一件衣服，我发现那上面的扣子掉了，那我想让我的太太把扣子缝上，这算不算让她工作呢？
And now this is what Jesus is contrasting.
那这个就是耶稣所要对比的，所要提出一个不同的观念的地方。
And so what Jesus is wanting to teach us over and over again, it's not what we do with our hands necessarily, but it's what comes from our heart.
耶稣一而再再而三的想教训我们，让我们知道的是，并不是在于说我们手里做了什么事情，我们的行动怎么样，而在于我们的心里是怎么想的。
And so in verse 22, he expands on what he is telling us.
所以在第二十二节的时候，他就有进一步的解释。
He says, "Whoever is angry with his brother."
他说只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的
shall be in danger of the judgment.
难免受审断。
And whosoever shall say to his brother Raca shall be in danger of the council.
凡骂弟兄是加拉的拉加的，难免公会的审断。
And whosoever shall say to his brother, "You are a fool," shall be in danger of hell fire.
凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
As I begin to meditate on what Jesus was really wanting to teach us from these words, this is what I believe that he meant.
所以当我仔细的思想说耶稣到底要教我们什么的时候，我觉得他的目的是在这里的。
That when we get angry, we should be very, very careful.
就是当我们在动怒的时候，我们要特别的小心。
And we should be very, very careful about the words that we use when we're speaking to another person.
而且我们在跟别人说话的时候用的词汇也要特别注意。
You see, what it is here is that Jesus is saying, how do you look on another person? How do you consider another person?
就是你怎么看待别人，怎么对待别人。
Because you're a Christian and you follow me, does that mean that you are better than the sinner?
你只因为你是一个基督徒，你跟随主耶稣，你就比那些罪人更强吗？
Or because that you are able to pay your bills and you have a little money in the bank, are you better than the person who is not able to pay his bills and has no money in the bank?
就因为你能够付得出你的账单，你的银行里有点存款，你就比那些贫穷的没有办法付账的人更强吗？
Jesus is wanting to teach us here that we are no better than anyone else. We are all equal in the sight of God.
耶稣想让我们知道的是，我们没有任何一个人比别人更好多少，我们在神的眼里都是一样的。
It is true that because we're Christians, we are better off than sinners who don't know the Lord.
确实，我们因为是基督徒，认识主，那我们可能比那些不认识神的人更有福气。
And if we have money to pay our bills and we have a little in the bank over and above what we owe, we are better off than those who don't have those things.
那可能我们如果真的是银行里有存款，然后能够付得出账单来说，我们的生活可能是比那些啊还在贫穷的地方挣扎的人要强一些。
But if because of our blessings we raise our head high, we stick out our chest, and we say that we are better than those who don't,then we are guilty of what Jesus is trying to teach us not to be.
但是就是因为我们有这些福气的时候，我们就昂首挺胸，觉得看不起别人，觉得比别人强的时候，这个就是耶稣在教训我们说不要做的事情。
How do we consider another person?
我们到底怎么看待别的人？
When I was thinking of this and praying about this yesterday, my mind went back about a year ago.
那当我昨天在为这件事情在思想这个主题在祷告的时候，我忽然想到一年前的一件事情。
We had a young student who came from somewhere in the northern part of the United States to Hope Sound Bible College.
我们那个时候有一个从北方来的学生到 Hope Sound 的那个圣经学校上学。
He had had a very difficult life.
他生活得很不容易。
His parents had cast him out of the home.
他的父母亲把他从家里赶出来。
There was a preacher that knew him and helped him and helped him come to Hope Sound Bible College.
那个时候有一个牧师认识他，所以一直帮助他，然后把他送到这个 Hope Sound 的这个圣经学校来学习。
And because he was very poor, he was eligible for all of the federal assistance from the United States government.
因为他很穷，他也没有收入，所以呢，那个有很多社会福利他都可以领取。
But to continue to be eligible for that support from the government, he had to keep his grades up.
但是如果他要领取这些福利的话，那他必须在学校上学的时候有好的成绩。
But this young man would stay up late at night, and then in the morning when it was time for class, he wanted to sleep. He didn't want to go to class.
可是呢，他不知道什么缘故，他晚上经常熬夜，然后早上就起不来，该上课的时候就不想去。
And so he came to my office, and I said to him,You are doing a very foolish thing.
所以他有一次到我的办公室来，我就跟他讲说，你这样做是很愚蠢的。
I was very careful. I did not call him a fool.
我很小心的，没有说他是一个笨蛋。
But I said, you are doing a very foolish thing by staying up so late at night and then not going to class.
但是我跟他讲，你这样熬夜，然后早上不去上课是很做的事情，这样是很愚蠢。
The Department of Education is willing to pay for your education if you put forth the effort and you do right.
那这个美国的教育部愿意付你的学费，但是你自己也要有付出你的努力才行。
You see, the point of it is, how do we look at another person who is not doing right?
那我想说的是，当我们看到这个一个人他该做的事情没有做好，然后这样好像有点就是很不争气的样子的时候，我们应该怎么看待他们
？In our judgment, we can realize that they're doing a very foolish thing.
我们可以判断说他们做这件事情是很愚蠢的。
But that doesn't make them a fool.
但是我们不能说这样就称他为是一个笨蛋。
And it'd be a very dangerous thing for us to look at another person in that way.
而且如果我们把别人都看成是这样的话，对我们来说实际上是一件很危险的事情。
There was a very famous preacher in the United States of about 150 years ago.
大概150年前美国有一个很著名的宣教传教士。
You probably heard of him, Dwight L. Moody.
你可能听过他的名字，就是穆迪博士。
Moody preached to many, many thousands of people all around the world.
这个穆迪他当年就是在全世界跟成千上万的人布道。
He was in a very large city. He was staying in a hotel room that was very high above the street.
那他有一次在一个大城市里住在一个旅馆，就是很高的楼层。
He looked out of his hotel window and he saw a drunk man staggering across the street.
然后他从窗户往下看的时候，就看见有一个这个醉汉在这个街上晃晃悠悠的走。
Dwight L. Moody, he said, except by the grace of God, that could be me.
所以这个穆迪当时他就说，要不是神的恩典，那个可能就是我。
You see, that's the attitude that Jesus was trying to teach. It's only because of the grace of God that we're better off than those who make foolish decisions.
这就是耶稣想教我们，让我们有的态度。若不是神的恩典，我们也就是像那些人一样，我们就是那些愚蠢的。
We need to be very careful how we speak to our children.
那我们对孩子讲话的时候也要讲小心。
30 years ago, when my wife and I were missionaries to the island of Grand Bahama, just over the way.
那30年前，我跟我的太太在那个大巴哈马那个地方是做宣教士。
The Bahamian people had this thing about calling their children bad. When their children would misbehave, they would say to them, "You are bad. You are a bad child."
那这个他们那个当地有一个习俗，就是孩子们不听话做了坏事的时候，这父母亲就会说你是一个坏孩子。
I said to my congregation as I preached to them, and I said to them individually over and over, do not call your children bad.
那我就对我的会众一直跟他们讲说，你不要这样对你的孩子说你是一个坏孩子，你不听话。
If that's how you feel toward your children, you're feeling in the wrong way.
如果你是这样的这个觉得你的真实的这样的感受是这么觉得你的孩子是坏孩子的话，这是不应该的。
And if you tell your children that they're bad, they will be bad because that's what you're telling them.
而且你一直跟这样跟他讲说你是坏孩子，他真的就会是成为一个坏孩子。
And so the question I have this morning, we're still talking about debtor's prison. Who is the debtor?
那我们再回来讲到刚才说的这个债务人监狱，到底谁是这个债务人，欠债的人呢？
So if I look at my brother in the wrong way, and I look at my brother with contempt and with anger and with disgust, then I become a debtor to my brother.
那如果我看到我的弟兄，我用这种愤怒的，用这种藐视的这种态度来看他的话，我实际上成了那个欠债的人。
Jesus was very clearly teaching what is taught in other places throughout the scripture.
因为在圣经还有其他地方也讲到同样的。
In Psalms chapter 51, verse 5, David says that he was born in sin from his mother's womb. He was a sinner.
在诗篇51篇第五节，大卫就说：“我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。”
So King David was saying, in other words, I am a debtor because I am a sinner from birth.
所以大卫的说法就是说，我从一生下来就有罪，所以我从一生下来就欠了债，就是债务人。
And the Apostle Paul expands on that in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, when he says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
那使徒保罗更在罗马书第三章二十三节里说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
My wife's father became a Christian not long before he died.
我的岳父就在他去世前不久才成为基督徒。
But all of the years that my wife and I were married, my wife was praying for her father.
在我跟太太结婚这么多年里，我知道她一直在替她的父亲祷告。
When we would talk to her father about becoming a Christian, he would say something like this, I'm not a bad person.
那我每次跟我们跟她讲说要应该成为一个基督徒的时候，她就会说我不是个坏人啊。
But we would say to him that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God and all need to be saved.
那我们就跟他讲说，世人都犯了罪，每一个人都亏缺了神的荣耀，我们都需要被拯救。
Then my father-in-law would compare himself with some other wicked person and say, I'm not as bad as that person.
那他就会举例说，某某人这么坏，我可没有像他那样。
But as the years passed and as God in his mercy and his grace, my father-in-law prayed the prayer of repentance and became a Christian.
但是一年一年的过去，然后神的恩典在他的身上作用，直到他有一天也愿意这个认罪祷告悔改。
So who is a debtor? The person who looks on his brother or his neighbor with contempt.
是那到底所以谁是债务人呢？是那个看他的弟兄、看他的邻居用那种傲慢的态度和眼光的人吗？
And we're debtors by birth.
还是我们是从一生下来因为罪就成了债务人？
We inherit sin from Adam.
我们从亚当身上继承了这个罪。
And we're sinners because of the acts of sin that we've committed.
还是因为我们犯了罪行才有罪。
Another question I would like to ask is, now that we are debtors, how do we stand with our accounts? What does the statement say?
那还有一个问题我要问大家，就是现在我们既然是债务人了，那我们到底欠了什么债？我们这个账本上是怎么说的？
You know, when we stand before God, there's one thing for sure that we can know.
那我可以肯定的说，当我们站在神面前的时候，总有一件事情是不会缺的。That
this is true judgment.
这是一个真正真实的审判。There's
no mistakes going to be made in this judgment whatsoever.
在我们面临神的审判的时候，神不会有一点点失误和错误。In
our courts in the world, if we bring people to court, sometimes mistakes are made.
现在在人的这个世界上，不论在什么样的一个法院里，都有可能出错。Sometimes
the guilty go free.
有的时候是有罪的被释放。And
then sometimes those who are not guilty are found guilty and kept in jail.
那有些时候是无罪的人被关了监狱。But
in the judgment of God, it's always going to be fair and it's always going to be right.
但是在神面前的审判永远是公正的，永远是正确的。
Some of the things that cause us to scratch our heads and wonder as we watch the courts in our own country will never happen in the court in heaven.
在我们这里的法院所发生的那些令人挠头费解的事情，在神的那里一定不会发生。Sometimes
some very strange things take place in our courts.
有的时候法庭里发生的事情是很奇怪的。Here's
a man who commits a terrible crime.
那如果有一个人他犯下了一个很恶劣的罪行。
He comes to court and his lawyer says, yes, he did the crime, but he was mentally ill when he committed the crime, so he's not guilty.
那有的时候他的律师就会说，对，这个确实是他做的，但是呢，他是精神有问题，然后脑子有毛病，所以他不能够被判罪。
The prosecuting attorney says, on the other hand, yes, he was sane. He knew what he was doing when he committed this crime.
但是这个控诉人就说，他当时是清醒的，当他做这些事情的时候，他知道他在干什么。But
the defense attorney convinces the judge and the jury, and so instead of sending him to prison, they send him to a mental hospital.
但是如果辩方的律师能够让这个法官和这个陪审团能够相信他的说法的话，那他这个犯罪的人就不会被送进监狱，反而被送进这个精神病院。So
they give him some medicine and they give him some counseling, and in a few months' time, they say he's okay now, we can turn him loose.
那有的时候他可能在医院里待上几个月，然后他们给他吃一些药，然后做一些精神的心理上的治疗，就说好了，可以把他放走了。
But he comes back before the same judge who said that he was mentally ill, and now they have to convince that judge that he's not mentally ill.
那为了能让他放走，他现在就几个月以后，他要到这个同样的法官面前来，然后要证明说他确实精神上没有毛病，才能把他放走。So
the defense attorney who a few months ago said his client was mentally ill is now saying my client is perfectly normal, he's okay.
那所以这个辩护律师几个月前要说他是有精神病的，现在几个月之后就要改口说。 要证明说他一点毛病也没有，没有任何精神病，可以回家了。And
the prosecuting attorney, who a few months ago said that he is a normal person, now has to argue that he is mentally ill, so they'll keep him in the hospital.
那几个月前的这个控诉方的律师一直在想证明说他一点毛病也没有的时候，这个几个月之后，现在就要努力的证明说他还是有毛病，不能把他放出来。
And so we stand aside and we scratch our heads and we say, what's going on?
那这个在旁听席的人就要开始挠头了，这到底怎么回事？这人是有病还是没病呢？
But we have this assurance.
但是我们可以有这样的确信。
That when we stand before God, there's not going to be any mistakes like that made.
当我们站在神面前的时候，不会有这样的情况发生，不会有错误。
And so we all stand before God guilty.
所以也就是说我们每一个人站到神的面前都是有罪的。
Because of the sins we've committed.
因为我们所犯下的罪。
We owe a debt that we cannot pay.
而在这里我们欠的债是我们没有办法偿还的。
The debt is just too great.
这个债务实在是太大了。
You see,When I became, and every individual, when they become old enough to know the difference between right and wrong, why is it that they always choose some wrong?
就是每一个人当他在成长到一定、就是成熟到一定的地步，能够明白是非的时候，我们或多或少都会有选择那个错误的时候。
And as every day and every month and every year goes by, that debt just continues to grow because sins are continually committed.
而当这个选择错误、这个罪发生的时候，就好像你背着债，然后你的日子一天一天的过去，一年、每年、每月这样积累下来，实际上你的债务就会变得越来越多。
And when we stand before God, it's a debt that we can never pay.
所以当我们站在神的面前的时候，我们所积攒的这个债务如此之多，我们是没有办法偿还的。
I want to tell you a story.
我想给大家讲一个故事。
Part of the story is true and part of it's untrue.
这个故事有一半是真实的，一半是不真实的。
I'll leave that for you to decide.
那我自己来判断什么哪一部分是真实的。
This happened.
这个我现在可以告诉你，这个是真的啊，你不用猜，这个是错的。
But before we got married, I had to ask my wife to marry me.
那当然，我们结婚之前，我得先求婚。
Now she might remember this a little differently.
当然，这个具体细节可能她跟我的记忆力会有出入。
But one day I said to her, "I have a question I want to ask you."
所以有一天我就跟她说，我有一个问题要问你。
And she said, "What is that?"
她就说什么问题啊
？I said, "Will you marry me?"
那我就问她，你愿不愿意嫁给我？
She said, "That's a good question."
她说这个问题问得很好。
I'll get back to you.
说我想想再回答。
And so, about 2 weeks later, she hadn't got back to me and hadn't answered my question. So, I thought to myself, "I've got to ask this question again."
那可是过了两个星期，她还是没有给我回答，所以我心想说，那我得再问一遍了。
And so I thought, what can I do to make this question a little more dramatic?
所以那我就在想，那我怎么才能让他就是让这个求婚变得更那个特别呢？让他愿意接受呢
？To let her know that I'm serious and I really do want to marry her.
然后让他知道我是认真的，我确实是想跟他结婚。
I said, I know what I'll do.
所以我就有一个办法。
It was a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
因为那个是一个很好的星期天的下午。
So we went for a drive.
然后我们开车出去
and I took her to the cemetery.
所以我就把她带到一个墓地
and I found my grandfather and grandmother's graves.
我就在那儿找到我爷爷奶奶的墓碑
and I said to her, "My grandfather is buried here."
然后我就跟她讲说，你看我爷爷埋在这儿
I said, "My grandmother is buried beside of him."
然后我奶奶就埋在他旁边
and my father will be buried here.
然后我父亲要被埋在这里。
And my mother will be buried beside of him.
那我妈妈就会埋在我的父亲的旁边。
And I plan to be buried beside of my father.
那我想我然后就是我了，我会葬在我父亲的旁边。
Would you like to be buried beside of me?
你愿不愿意也埋在我将来就埋在我的旁边呢
？She had a funny look on her face.
那她的当时的表情很古怪。
And she didn't answer my question.
你还是没有回答我的问题。
So I thought a couple of weeks more went by, and she still hadn't answered my question. So I thought, what more can I do?
所以那两个星期又过了，她还是不回答。我就想说，那我还能做什么呢
？I said, I know what I'll do.
所以我又有一个办法。
So I told her, I said, if you will marry me, I promise that all of the money that I ever make, I will bring home and give to you.
所以我就跟她说，如果你答应嫁给我的话，我以后挣的所有钱我都拿回来给你。
Every dollar and every bit of change, I'll bring home and give it all to you.
有多少给多少，几毛几分都交。
And so she says, "Now, just to be clear, you say that all the money you're going to make, you're going to bring home and give to me."
那所以她说，我就问清楚啊，确实是挣的所有钱都给我是吗
？I said, "That's what I mean."
我就说对，是这个意思。
So she said, "On those conditions, I will marry you."
她说，那好吧，如果你既然这样答应，我就嫁给你。
And so it worked out okay for about 6 months because I was so happy, and when I would get paid, I would bring my money home and give to my wife.
那之后呢，六个月我都很那个开心，因为我确实是这么做的，挣了多少钱都拿回家给他。
But one payday, I came home and I didn't want to look at my wife.
那可是有一次拿了工资以后回了家，我就不敢看她。
She could sense that I was troubled about something.
她可以能够体会得到说我心里有什么事情。
And she wouldn't leave me alone until I would tell her what was bothering me.
所以她就一直追问我到底怎么回事。
And so finally I told her, I said, you know how I promised to bring all of my money home and give to you.
所以后来我终于就跟她说，我说你还记不记得我答应我每次挣了不管挣了什么多少钱我都拿回来给你。
I said, well, today when I was coming home from work and I came past the Dairy Queen, I was so tempted, I stopped and spent a dollar to buy a chocolate sundae.
那所以我就后来跟她说，我今天回家的路上一路过那个 Dairy Queen, 然后就特别想吃冰激凌，所以花了一块钱买了一个巧克力圣地。
And so consequently, but don't worry, I'll make it up to you. I'll make this dollar up to you somehow.
但后来我就跟她说，你没关系，我会想办法再挣一块钱回来给你。
And she says to me, how are you going to make it up to me?
然后她就说，你怎么可能赔给我呢？
You owe me a dollar.
你欠我一块钱。
I said, well, I'll get another job. I'll get a second job and make some more money so I can make it up to you.
所以我就说，那我可以再去找第二份工啊，我可以再多打一份工，然后挣了钱给你。
But she said, any money that you make from another job, you've already promised. That's my money.
可是她说，你打几份工，你都已经答应了，这个挣的钱就已经是我的了。
And so I stood in front of my wife as a debtor with no way to pay the debt.
所以我忽然发现我欠她这一块钱一辈子也没办法还得上。
Of course you know that all of that's not true.
当然你知道这个不是一个真实的故事。
But imagine that it is, and if it is, how would I ever pay the debt? I have no way to pay the debt.
可以你仔细想想这个逻辑上是这样的，如果我所有的钱都是归他的话，当我欠了他一块钱的时候，我就没有办法还得上。
You know what she did?
你知道他怎么做吗？
She said, I forgive you.
他就说我原谅你了。
And that took away the debt.
所以就是这笔债就一笔勾销了。
And I didn't have to worry anymore about that dollar.
所以我不用再为这一块钱发愁。
And so when I stand before Jesus,
所以当我们站在耶稣面前的时候，
And I say, Jesus, I've got a heavy load of sin.
我就会说，主耶稣，我背上有一个很重的罪债。
From the time I was a young child and knew the difference between right and wrong, and for every sin that I've committed, I stand before you with a debt that I have no way to pay.
从我很小的时候，当我明白是非的时候，我做的每一件错事都背在我的身上，成为我的债，我没有办法付得清。
And so Jesus says, I came to this earth to suffer on the cross.To pay the penalty and to satisfy the justice of God.
所以耶稣说，我到这个世上来，钉死在十字架上受苦，就是为了来背负你的罪债，来偿还你所欠。
That you might be forgiven.
所以你可以得到赦免。
And the debt you don't have to carry any longer.
而这个债你也不用再背了。
So Nicodemus.He stood before God. He was a good man. He was a religious leader. He was part of the religious order.
所以当尼哥底母来到耶稣面前的时候，他那个时候他是一个好人，而且是公会里的一员，是一个律法师。
And Nicodemus, yet he sensed that he owed a debt that he couldn't pay.
但是他心里明白，他欠了一笔债，他是没有办法还清的。
He hadn't been a bad person.
他人并不坏。
In fact, his neighbors and all of his colleagues would have looked at him as a good man.
应该说他的邻居他的这个同事都会认为他是一个好人。
But he asked Jesus this question, how can a man inherit the kingdom of God?
但是他问耶稣一个问题，说人要做人怎么才能够承受天国呢？
And Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣对他讲说，人若不重生就不能见神的国。
But Nicodemus said, how can these things be?
那尼哥底母就说，人已经老了，怎么可能再生呢？
Can a grown man re-enter his mother's body and be born again?
一个成年人难道能够再回到他母亲的怀里，子宫里，然后再生出来吗？
But Jesus referred him back to the time when the Moses was leading the children of Israel.
那当时耶稣就给他讲到说，在摩西带领以色列人出以色列的百姓出埃及的时候。
And the children of Israel were disobedient and grumbling, and God, in His punishment to punish them, sent poisonous snakes among them, and their snakes were biting them, and they were dying in the desert.
当这些百姓在旷野里抱怨，然后向神发怨言的时候，作为惩罚，神就让毒蛇进入这个以色列人住的营地，然后有很多人被咬，被蛇咬。
And Moses, being the man of God, he went to God in prayer and he said, God, what can we do? Your people are dying.
那摩西作为这些百姓的领袖，他就到神面前向神祷告说，你的百姓正在受苦，很多人死去，我们要。
And believes.
所以在这里的时候，耶稣实际上说的是他自己，他也要被举起来挂在十字架上。当那些愿意仰望他的人抬眼看他的时候，就他们的罪就能够得到赦免，他们的病就能得到医治。
And so how is it that we're going to pay our debt?
所以我们这个罪债到底要怎么，我们怎么才能还清呢？
We accept the gift that God has offered to us.
我们接受神所给我们提供的礼物。
We cannot do enough work.
我们自己没有办法靠行善来换取。
I believe that when a person becomes a Christian, they want to do work for Jesus.
当然，当你成为一个基督徒以后，你心里有这个愿意，愿意为神工作。
But as the young man I was witnessing to in the islands, I said, "When are you going to come become a Christian?"
那有一次，我年轻的时候，在一个岛上，我给别人做见证，然后问他，你什么时候愿意信主呢？
He said, "When I become good enough."
然后这个对方就回答说，等我够好的时候。
I said, "That's impossible."
但我就跟他说，这是不可能的。
We can never become good enough to become a Christian.
你不可能说好到能够成为一个基督徒。
But what we can do, we can look to Jesus' death on the cross and believe that He forgives us and He takes away our debt of sin.
我们所能做的就是仰望在十字架上的耶稣，相信他为我们所付出的，我们才能够成为基督徒。
Come to the cross and believe.
到十字架面前来，相信他。
Then so the man is in debtor's prison. How is he going to get out?
那当你已经在被投入债务人监狱的时候，你要怎么才能出来呢？
The only hope he has is if a friend or a brother comes and pays the debt.
那所以他的唯一的希望就是他的朋友也好，他的亲人也好，来替他把这债付清，他就能被放出来了。
I have four brothers. I would like to think at least one of them would come and pay the debt for me.
我有四个兄弟，如果他们有一个当中有一个愿意这样做，我就会很感激的。
Actually, I believe all four of them would come.
我相信这个四个人都会愿意的。
However, I'm not talking about personal debt that we owe somebody else here on earth. I'm talking about the debt that we owe to God.
可是现在我们所说的我们欠的这个债，不是我们在地上欠的这些债务，而是我们在天上对神所欠下的。
And so the Apostle Paul, after he was forgiven of his debt and forgiven of his sins, he said these words, I am a debtor both to the Jew and the Greek, to those who are saved and those who are not, to the male.To the man, to the woman, I'm a debtor to all of these people.
所以当这个使徒保罗他自己的债务得清的时候，所以他说下这样的话，他说我欠债，我欠犹太人的债，也欠外邦人的债，我欠弟兄的债，也欠姊妹的债，我欠所有人的债。
So when Jesus came into that debtor's prison cell, so to speak, and he says, transfer all of the apostle Paul's debts to my account.
就好像说耶稣到了这个债务人的监狱里，然后写下了这样一个字条，说把这个使徒保罗的所有债都算在我的头上。
And I can see the Apostle Paul saying to Jesus, Jesus, how can I ever repay you?
所以我们可以想象保罗那个时候就会说，耶稣，我要怎么才能够来报答你？
And Jesus shakes his head and says, it's nothing, it's all forgiven.
所以耶稣就会说，没有关系，已经都得到赦免了。
But the Apostle Paul, he feels that he wants to do everything he can to share this message with as many people in the world as he can.
但是作为使徒保罗来说，他就心里的渴望就是能愿意把这个好消息、这个福音分享给世界上所有的人。
Because Jesus has paid his debt, he feels a debt to Jesus that he wants to pay, but he knows that he never can.
就好像耶稣赦免了他的那个不能还清的罪债，那他现在欠下的这个债是要把他所有的一切都给耶稣。虽然我们不可能 完全的偿还耶稣所为我们做的一切。
Let us pray.
来，让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence again.
天上的父，我们再一次在你的面前低头。
Thanking you, Lord, for the Word of God that you've left to us for our understanding.
主，我们感谢你为我们留下的话语。
We pray, Lord, that you'll help us to think on these words of Jesus.
主，就求你帮助我们来思考耶稣所跟我们说的。
What Jesus was trying to teach.
他所要教给我们的。
And Lord, we pray that you'll help each one of us to apply these words to our lives as appropriate.
主，也求你帮助我们每个人在生活中应用你的话语。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们一起来做个回应祷告。我们大家先祷告，然后我来做结束祷告。天上的阿爸父，我们主耶稣，当我们完不认识你的时候，我们身上背的是那沉重的罪的代价。主，感谢你，让我们弟兄姐妹能够认识你，能够接受你做我们的救主，能够仰望你，是你卸下我们的罪债，是我们再也不用需要背负那个罪的罪驾。主，感谢你给我们这样丰丰富富的福分。主，求你把你的话语放在我们心中，让我们每天活成你的样子来，把你真的能够让世人看到我们基督徒不再是那过去的那一个，我们现在是新造的。主，真的让我们在生活中，在工作中，在一切当中都把你的话语真的放在我们的心中。主，你要叫我们走的路不再让我们真的不再去得罪神得罪人，是我们与主有更亲密的关系，是让我们把你的福音能够传出去，能够让外面有相信的人也能够罪得赦免，能够得到永生的盼望。主，我们这样祷告，不配奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。下面是欢迎新朋友的时间。我们如果你是第一次来我们教会，请您站起来自我介绍一下。我这个右手边有没有新来的朋友？我这左手边有没有？好，我们打开今天的周报，我看今天的家信。我们今天下午呢有年度的会员大会，请大家不论你是会员还不是会员，请大家都来参加这个会议，就是大家一起来关心我们神家里的事情，一起来，所以请大家 都来参加能够。如果假如你真的不能参加的话，你可以投曲奇票，你如果你没有曲奇票可以向我要。但我衷心希望大家都留下来能够参加这个会员大会。我下周呢是有圣餐，请弟兄姐妹预备心。然后我们周二呢有妇女会的教会留来是联系人。北区的敬拜呢本来是今天，因为有会员大会要延迟到下周。
罪债怎么来的？一般的罪债，我要跟你讲清楚，他今天讲的非常好啊，但是我怕这个一般的罪债，你欠人的债，就是我欠你这么多钱，对不对？一百万就是一百万，看得到的，那个就是一般只是你成为一个债务人，属灵的罪债，你怎么有可能？你要去想这个问题，我怎么会是一个属灵一个罪人罪债呢？我怎么会去欠呢？有没有去想这个问题？这个就是救恩，你要去思考，为什么你成为一个罪债？我们不讲这个现今的属灵的罪债是怎么样，就是说你犯了罪，难道就一直记在那里，在神的眼光里面，你犯了罪，一犯了一件就记下一件，犯了一件就记下一件，然后他讲的是这个意思，一直累积在那里。 Alright， 一般的债务人的债你可以先不破产，对不对？先不破产我就不用付了。今天很多人很聪明，就是要用耶稣的生命去付上去，满足上帝的公义，知道吗？我们都是在神的震恨之下，该死的，该审判下地狱，没有一个人可以逃的，只有一个办法，耶稣说我来代替，我给神啊，我来代替我这些人的罪，就是这样。耶稣用他的生命来代替你该死的那个罪债，清楚了吗？这个就是罪债。我们不管你在世上做什么，犯了多少罪，你都一天天的罪压死了。我以前就是这样。我非常高兴，神替了我，儿子代替了我。所以我们今天在这里的每一个人，只要你是神，你赦免，你就可以成为一个自由的人。 Amen。 今天你信主的每个人都是自由的人，我们在跟拜的没有仇恨，心里面没有仇敌，我们已经自由了，那就是真正的救恩。哈利路亚， Praise the Lord。你赞美主吗？ Amen， 哈利路亚。你要不要成为一个自由的人？你要不要减轻你心里的那种压力困难？还是你要继续记下去大好的机会？耶稣就是我们的负债的人。哈利路亚， Amen， Praise the Lord， 感谢赞美主。哦，弟兄姊妹们，信耶稣有多好，就是在这里，你的罪还清了，你可以成为一个自由的人，你可以跟当你罪被赦免，你活在圣洁里面，人与人的关系，妻子与妻子的关系都非常正常，都非常快乐和平，这个就是神要我们的生活。你既然活得跟人际关系都和平吗？人与人之间都快乐吗？夫妻过得非常快乐吗？儿女父母跟孩子过得快乐吗？耶稣可以让你这样做，耶稣他可以为我们做这一切，只要你愿意把你的债务交给耶稣，耶稣就解决了。哈利路亚， Amen。 如果你真的是这样信，你就会真的在神里面有喜乐有平安。哈利路亚，起立唱赞美颂 Amen。 啊，哈利路亚 Amen。 感谢真神万物之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美但愿上帝的慈爱、主耶稣基督的恩惠、圣灵的感动与你们同在，直到永远。大家说 Amen， 哈利路亚！大家握手，先感谢主。我自由的人，我是一个自由的人。哈利路亚。